This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hey, Duncan Robinson here on Hope 103.2. We are speaking with Stephanie Rice. So good to have you joining us today.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be talking with you.
Now, I was checking out Opportunity International, and they're having a curry cook-off. One of the things I like about Opportunity International is they really specialize in microfinance loans, and you are doing an event for them next week. Well, October 6th, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be October 16th to 22nd is really Anti-Poverty Week, and that's the week that we'll be doing the Great Australian Curry and helping promote, obviously, anti-poverty and the work that Opportunity International does in India around a number of their different programs, really, not just the microfinancing, which I think is more common and what people would recognize them for.
Okay. Now, you're doing this in conjunction with Michael Kasperwitz, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. So I'm really excited. I actually haven't met him before, so I'm looking forward to doing like a curry cook-off. So I feel like I need to get, my mum is an amazing cook, so I feel like I need to get her to like give me some tips to like win this curry cook-off.
Well, I thought cooking is kind of in your ballpark because you do have a cookbook, don't you?
I don't have a cookbook per se. I have more of a wellness, holistic health type of a book.
Oh.
But in saying that, I've been vegan for quite some time. And so a lot of the curries are like a meat or something based curry. So I kind of want it to be adventurous in a vegan way that other people that aren't vegan would still like it.
Oh, fantastic.
So I feel like it's a bit more of a challenge, you know?
Well, and you know, good vegan food is absolutely delicious.
Oh, no, it's really good. It's just if you don't have time and you get bored, then it doesn't, it's not that great.
Yeah. I think as I kind of track back through your personal career, I mean, if we go back, you're coming off the Beijing Games, three Olympic gold medals, five world records. You get a string of shoulder injuries, and for most professional athletes, that might be the end of it. But now you've turned this into this kind of incredible wellness program, your public speaking. It just seems like the whole thing has gone from strength to strength. I honestly thought the ceiling was Olympian, but you seem to have taken the ceiling to a whole new different place now.
Thank you. It's funny. I was, I think about this often and I share it because my perception was that swimming was the pinnacle. Like,
yeah.
And that was actually the really scary, daunting thought once I finished swimming was that all that I came here to do? Like, really, was that, like, was this the high? And is everything else going to be mediocre from here?
Yeah.
Because that's the way I kind of perceived it. And it wasn't until I really made that conscious shift within my own mindset and perception that what if swimming was the platform in order for me to have these incredible life lessons at such a young age in order to share them and give and empower to other people to help them achieve their goals, that I really found meaning and purpose within what I do. And I don't think I ever felt that when I was swimming. Like, I obviously loved it and I wouldn't change it all, but what I do now feels so much more meaningful and fulfilling and rewarding, and connecting with people and sharing is one of the most rewarding things that I get to do now.